Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go to TJ in Oakland next up. How did the 49ers do this? How did they do it? TJ, thanks for calling.
Thank you, guys. Love the show. Mark, I was the second person who recognized your voice down when you served me a flank steak back in El Segundo days. So,
oh, my God.
Wow.
That is, but TJ, yeah. Good Lord. Yeah, you're talking about my table waiting days.
That's it, baby.
Okay.
That's it. Yeah.
All right.
You, LA radio on that and doing that. So great to see you.
How was the flank steak, TJ?
Flank was pretty good. Yeah. The server was better, but the flank was good.
Damn right. All right. Go ahead, TJ. Thanks for calling.
No worries. It's all good. So, it's funny. I liken you were talking about there's a conference in each division that's really weak. And I liken it the same thing with San Francisco. There's a team on the AFC, which is the Chargers, that also put together this season like with all these crazy injuries. And yes, it's going to come down to coaching. I think both of them have great coaching. I think with SF, you can look a little bit more of the schedule. They had a little softer schedule, but it doesn't matter. You still got to show up. You still got to win these games. And when you have your stars out and people come in and fill in, especially the quarterback comes in and backs up and does his job at 5-3. And then, Purdy comes back and finishes the job. I mean, that's all that much stuff. Mac did such a good job that there was a time where there was a quarterback controversy like this and that, but you're still putting together things with smoke and mirrors. And that's why you do have to give Shanahan a little nod and appreciation, just like you would Harbaugh, with Herbert and what's going on down there.
TJ, thanks. I love it. That's all true. There's no way around the fact that Mac Jones is a huge part of this season's story. There's absolutely no way around that. Because we've watched players fill in for the guys who have been knocked out.
Yep.
Is there any pass rusher that has looked like 80% of Bosa? I'd say no.
No.
Is there any linebacker who's looked like 80% of Warner? I'd say no.
No.
Is there any quarterback who's looked like 80% of Brock? Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, some thought that he looked 105% like Brock.
Yeah, and then they were wrong, but that's okay.
No, but the ride the hot hand, the people who wanted to ride the hot hand, and then Brock came back, and it's like, oh, yeah, Brock's a little bit better. He might be a lot better, but what Mac did was unbelievable, and, he was a nice facsimile to...
Solid enough. Look, it's the holiday week.
It's a three.
They're all threes or better.
You snorted, and Grandy actually looked up from his turkey sandwich, so I'm going to take that.
It wasn't really a snort. It was a, I don't know what the word is, because it had nothing to do with my nose. That was completely with my mouth. It was
It was
kind of a, you know what I mean? Like when a horse does that thing.
Sure. He's a horse.
Yeah.
I liked it. He was not a complete facsimile, or a facsimile, if you will, but he was good enough to where you thought, oh, my God. You go back to March when... They spent their first free agent move on a backup quarterback. And, we all kind of thought, like, what? Is this what you're doing? Two-year deal for Mac Jones? Like, I know you love him, Kyle. You love Mac Jones. And apparently he does. And then you saw him play, and it was like, oh, yeah, great move, guys. Attaboy.
Can I do this for all of the schedule Sammers out there?
Do it. You won't.
No, I will. I want to run something at you, and you tell me if this lands.
All right.
When people go, okay, they've won 10 games, but who have they beat?
Schedule, Sam.
And I obviously they did beat the Rams and the Seahawks.
Yep.
So there's that. I don't know if people now suddenly want to count Carolina as like a thing. But can I also then spin it the other way and go, why don't we examine the four teams they didn't beat and look at what it took to defeat the 49ers? And by the way, of those four losses, three of them were against a backup quarterback. And I don't think there's any other team in America that gets dinged for that. You don't get dinged when you lose a game with your backup quarterback. That's not a thing.
Nope.
Nobody's looking at the Chiefs yesterday being like, where were you on that one, Bob?
Dude.
That was not the Chiefs. And I understand they sat a lot of people.
And the shoe tore his ACL too?
Although actually I'm seeing some reports now that maybe it's not torn, but he's out.
All right.
He's out. But yeah.
And the other reports are they're moving to Missouri?
Right. Like Patrick Mahomes, it took one injury and they're like, we're out of here. We're leaving. We're leaving the state.
You're leaving Arrowhead.
For good.
You're getting a dome stadium?
Oh, is it a dome?
Yeah.
Oh,
I'll save it for Friday.
Oh, that's so stale.
And I'll be here.
Anyway.
Thanks. That's on me.
Yeah, text me and let me know what you said.
What's bugging me is the Chiefs are leaving Arrowhead, a classic venue, to a dome. And maybe it's in Kansas, because I think Kansas City's in Missouri.
Kansas City's in both, I think.
Sure.
I think it's in both,
I believe
both
you.
States. But yeah,
whatever. That's what's bugging me.
No, but can we look at the four losses? So again, A, that you don't get dinged. The only reason you're getting dinged is because Mac played so well. Well, that's kind of a weird way to ding someone. You can't start dinging them because they're doing a good job. So that's number one. But number two, let's pull apart the anatomy of what it took to beat the Niners. Well, the Rams ran roughshod over you.
Okay.
I don't know if you've watched the Rams. Their offense is kind of good. It's kind of amazing. It kind of does that to just about everybody. So that's number one. When they lost to Houston, that felt like a real whiff, didn't it? Turns out it was actually the start of the Texans finding their flow and being the best defense in football, bar none. The Broncos were in the conversation, but not really, and then yesterday confirmed it. They are no Texans. So
Houston's won 8 of 9.
Correct.
Including that game.
Absolutely. Now, Tampa Bay, this was before Tampa got injured and fell apart. Are they great? No, but they were a clear division leader, and Baker Mayfield at the time was leading the race for MVP. And as much as the Jacksonville, oops, Brock is still hurt game, ticked everybody off, and I don't necessarily think that the Jags at that time are what they are now, but take a look at what they are.
Oh,
that's
yeah,
an 11-4 football team that's threatening for the one seed. So as much as I just want to give a couple perspectives. I don't think you're wrong to say that the Niners have had a fortunate schedule, but if that's what it takes to beat them, I think that you can find something positive in that too.
For sure.
They've had no bad losses.
No, in Jacksonville, I think at that point, to your point, was not the same Jacksonville we look at now, where Jacksonville is legit. I mean, Trevor Lawrence is really finding his footing. I don't even know who would have thought that he'd have that kind of a year. I mean, maybe it was me, but I can't remember. But, you know, once you get into a...
Shut up!
Thank you.
I don't know if he's having that kind of year. He's having that kind of month.
Yes, but what I said then and what I've said now and what I DM'd that man who made that noise, John Feliciano.
John Feliciano, yeah.
As you get into a system with a good offensive coordinator, you get better as time goes on.
No doubt.
And that's what I think Jacksonville, that's a big part of their story.
No doubt about it. And by the way, their coach, Liam Cohen, is kind of he's the new kid on the block in this coach of the year conversation, which we can have, by the way. Nobody's a bigger Shanna fan than I am, but I can look up and
down. You live in his house.
I do, this time of year. I split between him and Steve's backyard estate. But anyway, like I think that there are so many coaches this year where you just can't argue. How can you argue that Liam Cohen should be involved in Coach of the Year? How can you argue that Ben Johnson with Chicago should not be in this?
Mike Vrabel.
Worst to first. I mean, even if I wanted to extend this to Sean Payton and Jim Harbaugh and Mike McDonald in Seattle, 12-3.
Yep.
12-3. So
The current odds are Vrabel, even money.
Uh-huh.
McDonald, 3-1. Ben Johnson, 4.5-1 or 9-2. Liam Cohen, 5.5-1. Then Shanahan.
Shanahan.
6.5-1. And then it's a gigantic jump to Harbaugh at 75-1.
Those are the top five. And I think that Liam Cohen jumped Kyle Shanahan yesterday.
Yep.
Because of their win against Denver. Who knows? Maybe Kyle will jump him back if they start winning. These last three, and they're heading toward the one seed. I don't know, but I can't argue with any of those five. By the way, we should probably start inviting D'Amico Ryans back into this conversation. 10-5.
Yep.
10-5. Tons of injuries on the offensive side.
They're 150-1. Yeah. He is. So. Yeah.
No, he's not going to win.
No.
But I'm saying that any one of those are fair. Those are fair. So I know that there's been a big social media push just over the last week for Kyle, and that's great because here they are controlling their own destiny.
Yep.
With all of that, like, this is crazy. But I can't argue with Ben Johnson and Liam Cohen and Mike Vrabel. They all deserve it too.
They do, and the whole thing is the idea of worst to first, and so the Niners might actually be that if they win the division. But the whole thing about giving him credit.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
For it. I don't think that, you know, when you've been there that long, you get the same amount of credit as you do if you're a new coach or a young coach. Like,
yeah.
Liam Cohen, boom, you touch down, and now you're going worst to first. But Shanahan's doing it in a way with all the injuries that these other people aren't.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt. So, and Ben Johnson also, first year. Like, one of my other criteria, and I think this fits a lot of those guys, I love to see when players, and this is going to help your Trevor Lawrence point.
Oh, yeah.
When players looked one way and then they get into this coach's scenario and now they look totally different.
Yep.
That applies to Trevor. It applies
Caleb.
To Caleb Williams.
Yep.
It applies to Mac Jones.
Mm-hmm.
There's no question about it. You know, Caleb is only in his second year, so maybe this was just the second year jump. Same for Drake May. But a lot of these guys and these teams that we're talking about, that's a big one for me. That's a big one. When you see a coach come in and start changing the players who've been there, you know, it's like Matt Stafford is always a good player, but then you get to the Rams and you're like, oh, now you're a winning player. It's just because like, yeah, you got a good coach now.
Yep.
You got a good coach and you can do some things together.
In a good system. And yeah. I was thinking about this over the weekend. Actually, I was listening to you and E from thinking about.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Yeah. I was in the car and I had no choice. But I was thinking about the number of teams that will make the playoffs with quarterbacks on their rookie deal. And you've got New England and you've got Denver and you have the Niners because he still is on his rookie deal, essentially.
Yep.
And then the Bears, the same. And so, you know, there are some guys who are going to make the playoffs who are on these big, big, high-priced deals. Sam Darnold kind of in the middle, but I was just thinking about that as, like, an interesting way to look at the quarterback market where, you know, high-priced Dak, you're not going. Jared Goff, maybe, probably not.
No.
You're not going to go. And
nope.
So
no Goff, no Burrow, no Lamar, no Patrick.
That's right. But, I mean, Josh Allen, yes. And,
yes.
You know, so as you start to, like, look at the quarterback market, and you have all these guys on their rookie deal, and they're going to make it. It makes me think about not only the Niners and their future, but in general, the NFL.
Kyle Shanahan, coach of the year, yay or nay? Plus, let's continue to answer that question. How did the Niners do this? The 49ers are in the playoffs before they play their Week 16 football game with all that has happened. And for so many, this was the goal. And here we are. So does it feel satisfying, or are you not yet satisfied?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.